here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight in this beautiful, cold but sunny day here in Rochester. Today we're focusing on the World's Game in our first half hour with Dick Howard in just a moment, a very happy Juventus supporter, Joe Sirianni. Then we'll switch to the Rhinos. We'll be speaking with head coach Jesse Myers, and then the team's new goalkeeper coach as of today, and it was a bit of a surprise to me as well. We're going to have Scott Vallow on anyway to talk about the Flash, but now we're going to have him talk about the Rhinos because he is the new goalkeeper coach. So that'll be our second hour tonight, second half hour. Wish we had 2 hours, but that's not in the offing just yet. Sam Monjovi's offside, so let's go down to beautiful, sunny, and much warmer than here in Florida. And actually, we're going to get Joe Sirianni in just a moment. But again, the Rhinos in action on Saturday in their first home preseason game beat SUNY Binghamton by a 4-0 scoreline. Rhinos in action twice this coming week on Friday night at 7 o'clock. They'll be hosting the Red Raiders of Colgate. And then on Sunday at 4 o'clock, it'll be the University of Buffalo Bulls coming into Salem Stadium. So two chances to see your Rochester Rhinos in preseason action at Salem Stadium. Mission is completely free, so make sure to go down and check out the Rhinos as they get prepared for the 2012 season. Now let's bring in Joe Sirianni. Joe, how you doing?
Good, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. I had the chance to experience the magic bottle at first hand on Friday, and it definitely helped.
Well, let me tell you, I wish that I would have been there to be able to spray some of my magic thing on you, because I certainly would have liked to help you out. So, but I'm glad that you're doing fine, and I'm glad that you are able to walk and above all, I'm glad to be talking to you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
The sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and everything is good.
Good. Well, we were going to start talking about an article that was in the paper yesterday, the Democrat and Chronicle, for all you people listening outside of Rochester. But we had some big news break about 2 hours ago that finally Inter Milan have fired, sacked, or otherwise gotten rid of Claudio Ranieri, their manager. Actually, it was on the day that the president of the club, Massimo Moratti, said he was going to stay for the rest of the season. Well, that didn't last too long. So, Ranieri, was the last straw was the I forget it's the Rossoneri. That's Milan. It is what's the nickname of Milan, of Inter, Joe?
Well, that goes to show you how soccer coaches really they live or die by their victory. And, you know, not by beautiful soccer or anything like that. The only thing that they live by is winning or losing. And Claudio Ranieri, you know, it's been said that his job was safe, but I think that Del Piero and Caceres did him in when Inter lost to Juventus 2-0.
That's right. It's the Nerazzurri is the nickname for Inter. So it looks like it's going to be, I don't know who they're going to get to run out the season, but Inter, of course, is out of the Champions League. It looks like they may not make the Champions League next season, which is a disaster for this team that just a couple of years ago beat Barcelona in the Champions League final and won. They of course won 4 straight Scudettos, and now just amazing how things can turn. And the rumor is that the man who was sacked from Chelsea not too long ago, Andre Villas-Boas, is going to be the new manager of Inter. So that's going to be very interesting, Joe. I'll tell you, like I said, it's just a revolving door with these managers.
Carlo Ancelotti, you know, he's been with Milan for a long, long time. He was very, very successful. I coached and he went with Chelsea, and he was very successful there too. And I think that if he goes with Inter, is going to revolutionize the team, because unfortunately, some of the players that are Inter players that were they made Inter what it was or what it was, you know, they no longer have it, and the youth that they're bringing up haven't not measured up yet. So the reality is that if it's true that Ancelotti is going to go to Inter, I think that there'd be a step in the right direction. You know, at least he is a proven coach, and he is really, you know, a talented and as a coach as he was as a player.
Well, that's interesting, because there's no mention in this article that's on ESPN SoccerNet about Ancelotti. They're talking about, again, former Chelsea and Porto coach Andre Villas-Boas is the favorite to take over Inter. So I guess we'll see what happens after the season. But I tell you, I watched the entire Juve-Inter match yesterday, and you didn't have a chance to watch it. I thought you'd be watching it, but it was just a display of incredible, technical, beautiful soccer by Juve. This is why they have not lost a match this season. And Joe, I did a little research on this. The only European team that has ever gone completely undefeated for an entire season, not losing a match at all in any competition, you have to go all the way back to the 1800s, Preston North End in England in 1889 to 1890, went undefeated in 26 matches. They didn't lose a match that season. But I tell you, it's been a long, even Arsenal lost when they went undefeated. They did not win the cup. Juve is in the Coppa Italia final against Napoli on May 20th, so they have a chance to make history here, but they may not even win the Scudetto. Milan is going to have to slip up in order for that to happen.
Well, let me tell you, it's very difficult because Milan right now is playing very, very well, unless they're going to run into some sort of a problem. You know, that sometime when you think that everything's good, you may end up with having a lower class team beat you. But I think that, you know, the Naples-Juventus game for the Coppa Italia is going to be a tremendous game. I think that if you look at Naples and if you look at Juventus, Juventus hasn't won anything for a long, long time, and neither has Naples, even though they probably play in the better one of the 1, 2, 3 with Milano. They're playing the best soccer in Italy right now. So I'm very encouraged that Juventus playing good. And by the way, you know, everybody, you and I, last show we talked about Del Piero come to the United States, that because he's a reserve now and he doesn't start. I think that he has proven Conte really wrong, and I think that what he did against Inter and what he did against Milano, you know, it really at 36 years old is an achievement that's why he's the flag of Juventus.
He is, and he came in and scored a beautiful goal. He scored 2 goals in 2 matches, so I hope he does come to the U.S. I know I would go to see him play no matter where he played. But
me too.
At least Milan has to play extra matches, of course, against some team called Barcelona. I might have heard of them. But their match on the weekend in the Serie A is against Catania, one of the worst teams in the league. Juve has to play Napoli on Sunday. So it's going to be a much tougher match for Juve. But so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, Joe. But we did tease at the beginning of the show, there was an article in the DNC that came out yesterday. They were talking about the the stadium and the fact now that finally the Salem Stadium has been completed. The locker rooms are done. It took money from the city and the state to get that done. And a lot of people are very happy about that, especially Section 5, because now they've already planned to host the Section 5 or the state football semifinals in Rochester coming up in November. But there was something in this article by Kevin Aklubja that really got me nervous. And he's also said, this, it says basically the stadium costs the city a little over $400,000 a year, a total that Mayor Richards has highlighted in community meetings as potential savings should the city shut it down. Shut the stadium down. I cannot believe those words are even being mentioned by the mayor of Rochester. Have you ever heard of anything called quality of life? You know, before Salem Stadium was built, we were the largest city in the United States without a rectangular stadium holding more than 10,000 people. So now we build this beautiful brand-new facility that hosts not only soccer, but lacrosse, football, and also concerts. There's a big two-day concert coming up in June, a Christian concert that's going to be at Salem Stadium. So what are we going to do, just throw that all away and just let the stadium rot?
Well,
this is insane.
You know, Andrew, I believe that the politicians, they need to re-examine the thing. And if this is the case, we're going to have to start a petition, much like we did when we wanted the stadium to be built. The Charlie and I and many other people circulate a petition for people to encourage the city father to build a stadium. And I think that they're talking through, you know what, which I cannot mention on the air, but there will be a disaster because economic-wise for the city, all the teams that come in, all the hotels that they're staying, the food, the restaurant where they eat, you know, they would be deprived of those income. So I think that I hope that it won't happen, but if it does, or if it's really something that they're thinking about, I think that we need to really do something about it.
You know, if the mayor and sports people and community people. If the mayor wants to save some money, how about starting by cutting his salary? I think a lot of people would be very happy about that. How about the city? How about the head of the city school district? Let me cut his salary. He's the highest paid city employee. Cut his salary a little bit. I'm sure they can make up $400,000 that way. Come on, people.
Let me tell you something.
This is a slap in the face to all people, not only in the city, not just in Monroe County, but to the entire region. Because, again, this is also a high school sports facility. And the kids in Section 5 who play football and play soccer, they want to play at the big, you know, War Memorial is called the big house for basketball. This is the big house for soccer and football. And this is not just for the Rhinos, not just for the Flash, but this is a public use stadium. So, you know, if the city wants to shut, why don't they shut down Frontier Field while they're at it then, if they're so worried about money? Why don't they shut down the Blue Cross Arena or the Convention Center if they're worried about money so much?
There goes to show you, the stadium, the baseball stadium, costs them a lot of money every year to the county and to the city. And just like you said, why don't they look at those expenses and see, the Salem Stadium, It's been used very well. It's managed very well, and they've been making a big mistake. But politicians are politicians, and you cannot trust them too much.
I guess they don't. I guess Mayor Richards doesn't remember the 15,000 plus people that went to the stadium in July to see Abby Wambach because Magic Jack played the Flash. I guess we don't remember how that put Rochester on the world soccer map for one evening. Because he doesn't remember that. But speaking of the Flash, Joe, let's end on a happy note. The Flash have announced their schedule through the WPSL. They will start May 12th at Salem Stadium against FC Indiana. That's the first game for the Flash as well as the home opener, 7 p.m. kickoff. And it's going to be 7 home matches, 7 away matches, 14 total, and then the playoffs. So the season will run from mid-May to probably early August. So, again, we're very happy that the Flash will be back, and we'll talk more about them as we get closer to their season opener.
And on the same note, Andrew, I just want to add that from what I've been reading, the Flash are having a great signing lately, and but also I've been looking at the other team, and there's going to be a lot of competition for them. Everybody's going to be gunning for them because they are the defending champion. They won. They were champion for 2 years in a row. So, everybody is going to have their best effort when they play the Flash. And there's a lot of stars that we saw we saw last year that have signed with those other teams. So, all the people that are wondering what happened to the Flash, I encourage them to buy their season tickets or buy their tickets for the game, and because we need to support them.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you coming on as always, and can't wait for you to get back here to Rochester in just a few weeks' time, and we'll have some nice food over at your house.
Me too. I can't wait.
Okay, Andrew, Joe, talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Joe Sirianni, host of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass from beautiful, sunny South Florida here on our show tonight, and we're going to go up to frigid Toronto, Canada next, and we'll talk with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. Go visit Tony and Michelle. Get all of your spring sports gear, summer sports gear for your teams, whether it be soccer, softball, whatever it is. And, of course, all your monogramming for your daily work. If you need monogramming or embroidery, Top Notch Monogramming is the place to go. 248-2650 is the phone number. Dick, how you doing?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. Nice to chat to you again.
You too. Are you watching the big match right now between Canada and Cuba?
It's the last I heard it was scoreless, so obviously a game that Canada's expected to win, but we've seen a few surprises, haven't we? That USA-Canada game was a tremendous contest, and the Canadian team surprised a lot of observers here. Didn't expect them to get past a strong US squad, but they did and played well in gaining the 2-0 win.
Well, this is a huge thing for Canada because they are going to, if they take care of Cuba as we all expect them to tonight, they would avoid Mexico in the semifinal. And the top two teams, basically the two finalists, go through to the Olympic Games. So Canada would have to play either Honduras, most likely, possibly Trinidad, if Trinidad does beat Honduras. But certainly much easier task for Canada than having to go against the heavy favorites in Mexico. U.S. has got a tough road ahead, even if they win tonight against El Salvador.
Yes, and this El Salvador team, it showed against Canada that they've got some talented players, a good squad, so the U.S. can't take them too lightly, although I think they will certainly rebound back because they were obviously very disappointed in losing the game to Canada, because over the past couple of decades, it's usually been the Stars and Stripes over the Maple Leaf, and it was a different story this time around. And full credit, though, Tony Fonseca has scouted the world. He's brought players in from overseas as well as keeping home-based players in the squad and rotated the players, and it certainly worked to perfection with that result against the U.S.
Well, Donnell Henry from Toronto FC had a goal, and Lucas Cavallini, who is from Nacional in Uruguay, plays there for the one of the great teams in South America. So they had the two goals, and Dick, I think the loss of Juan Agudelo has really, really hurt the United States. I mean, you got a player who's a national team goal scorer not available at this level, I think is a real disappointment, I'm sure, to him and to the Red Bulls and obviously to the U.S. So, like I said, if the U.S. gets into the Olympics, I think it would be a monumental achievement, especially they'd have to beat Mexico to do it.
It will, and talking about missing players, certainly Toronto FC are missing Torsten Frings, who, as we know, is out for the next 3 or 4 weeks with a hamstring injury because they lost again in MLS, the home opener, unfortunately, and the crowd weren't too happy at the end of the 3-0 defeat by the San Jose Earthquakes. There was lots of booing, and it certainly doesn't work well for a big game on Wednesday against Santos Laguna in the CONCACAF Champions League.
That's a huge, huge game, and this is on 8 o'clock kickoff. It's in Toronto, I believe, correct?
Yes, correct.
So the game will be on Fox Soccer Channel starting 8 o'clock. And, of course, Toronto also suffered a devastating injury to their starting keeper, Stefan Fry. He broke his leg in training, and he's out for a very long time.
Yeah, he'll be out, they said, 10 to 12 weeks, which is a real blow because there was going to be quite the battle with Milos Kostic and Sebastian Frey with regards to the number one position this season, and now it's left the goalkeeping ranks a little bit thin. But I'm not coming out of retirement, Andrew. I'm too old.
Hey, you never know. They are certainly keepers. I mean, Greg Sutton is certainly would be available if they had an emergency. I mean, I think about that. That's Toronto. I'm thinking about Canada here. But the flipping Canada and Toronto FC around. But what's the prognosis for the game tomorrow? I know that we're expecting a sellout crowd. I know Santos, they're rolling right now. The American Hercules Gomez is on a scoring spree for Santos.
Yeah, they're a very strong squad. I saw some clips of their win at the weekend, and they certainly are a very talented squad. And as they showed in the game, the home game in Torreon against Seattle, you know, when they demolished a strong Seattle team, it's going to be tough. Toronto have to get a good result in the opener because, as we know, teams from North America don't do too well when they cross the Mexican border and play against teams in Mexico. It's always a very intimidating, a very difficult environment to get a result in.
Absolutely, and that's going to be the first game, and then the second game will be Monterrey against Pumas in the second semifinal. That'll be 10 o'clock, so a huge day of soccer on Wednesday. They got two Champions League matches.
Yeah, there's some
in
big
Europe.
Games in Europe, aren't there? I think one or two
I thought so, yeah. Well, let's start with Tuesday, the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Chelsea goes to Portugal to play Benfica, and obviously I'm not a real happy camper about the results over the past week. I mean, that game there. There were some very funny comments that were made by the English commentators, basically saying something to the effect, a couple lines were good. They said, this is the most people have ever watched a chess match in history. And also, if Brad Friedel had as little to do as he did in this game, he could play till he was 70.
Yeah, it was certainly a very
terrible
disappointing
game.
And rightly, you know, the comparison with a chess match is good because it was very much a midfield battle and they neutralized each other. And both keepers had very, very little to do to what you normally expect a goalkeeper to have in the course of a game. And you say Brad could probably play a lot longer if he has that kind of workload to do.
Certainly so.
But, you know, it was good, I think, for Spurs. You'd be disappointed because Chelsea need 3 points more than 1 point, but don't give them. I think if they can get a point in this tie and a draw in that first game, taking them back to Stamford Bridge, I think they'll win the return game. So I wouldn't worry too much.
Well, this is certainly Chelsea is the slight favorite, I think. Benfica, of course, again, when you play in Portugal at home, it's very, very difficult place to play. But Chelsea players, of course, they have Spanish and Portuguese-based players. They know that environment, so it should be a great match. It's going to be on Fox Soccer Channel. The other match, Apoel, the darlings, the underdogs, the minnows, hosting mighty Real Madrid, and that'll be on Fox Soccer or Fox Sports Net, so MSG Plus here in Rochester. And Apoel, if they can get a draw in that match, I think it would be a moral victory for them because...
But what a marvelous story, isn't it? You know, where a club that no one expected to go this far in the competition, entertaining, you know, one of the top teams in Europe over the years. The excitement, the interest, the passion in that stadium will be quite remarkable. And strange things have happened, but you can't see it given Real Madrid and all their artillery, but it will be a great night for soccer in Nicosia. And of course, talking about great nights, you've got two other cities in Marseille and Milan. Again, it would be great if we could transport ourselves and all the listeners over into these environments, because it'll be great atmosphere in all those stadia.
Well, the good thing is all those games are going to be live on TV, so you get a chance to watch. If everybody has split screens, they can watch both games at once. I'm looking forward, even though, of course, I want to watch the Chelsea match, I'm looking forward to watching the match play made in Cyprus because, again, the environment there, the whole country has got to be like it'll be at a standstill when this match happens. But Wednesday night, it's Marseille and Bayern Munich, and of course Bayern looking to possibly host the Champions League final when it comes that far. And then Milan and Barcelona, certainly the marquee matchup of the quarterfinals. And again, Milan has had success against Barcelona. They've held them at the new, at the Camp Nou Stadium. So, and they're playing, they're playing well right now. It could be a very interesting night in Italy on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're calling it a super classico, but certainly all the makings have been a tremendous game. I watched the Milan game against Roma. They had a tough game of the weekend compared to Barca, who had a slightly easier game in La Liga. But they know each other very well. The players are either on the same national team, and it's going to be a tremendous game. And I think it'll be as close as it was in the group stages, you know, the 2-2 and 3-2, with the edge just slightly there to Barcelona. But it has all the makings of being a great game. And having said that, of course, usually the game doesn't turn out to be as good as it made out to be. But in this case, I think it will be.
Ibrahimovic is playing very well. He had a brilliant goal against against Roma on the weekend. So
the winning goal was tremendous, wasn't it? Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yeah, the header goal. Wow. That was just an amazing individual effort by him. And if you have a player of that stature, anything can happen. And Milan still leads the Serie A, and Barcelona still in second place in La Liga. So
yeah, there's another team giving Milan a tough time at the moment in Serie A, isn't there? A team from Turin?
Well, as I mentioned to Joe at the beginning of the show, I went to do a little research, and the only European team that has ever gone entirely unbeaten in an entire season in
Fiorentina.
All competitions, Preston North End in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other teams that have went undefeated in the league have lost in their cup matches, and Juve is in the final of the Coppa Italia.
They're looking good, you know, tied incredible amount number of games, but as I say, still unbeaten, and they look comfortable, you know, with their win the weekend. And I would maybe put my money on Juve rather than Milan, because I think Milan, with all the trips in the European competition, it does take it out of players. But it will be very close, as it will be, of course, in England. Man U squeaked by Fulham today, just 1-0, survived the late penalty scare when Danny Murphy was tripped in the penalty area, which could have been a penalty kick for Fulham. But all in all, Man U were totally dominant, and it was basically attack against defence, and some good goalkeeping, good defending was keeping Fulham in the game, and it was just 1-0 at the end. So
Wayne Rooney with the only goal, and of course, Man U never gets any calls their way at home, do they? I'm sorry. You know, I had to say that.
I know. Just a late announcement. Canada's just taken the lead against Cuba in that group game. So just to keep all the listeners up to date.
Dick, thanks so much. We'll be watching a lot of soccer this week, and we'll certainly have a lot to talk about next week. So
it's going to be great.
Enjoy the matches.
Nice chat to you, Andrew.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll switch our focus to the Rochester Rhinos, and we'll be joined by head coach Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
You're listening to the new home of Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-6555 play or the Rhinos at 454 kick. The two-time women's soccer champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800. Or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salins Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here, and we're very happy to have with us right now the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Jesse Myers. And Jesse's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, May 5th at Salins Stadium as the Rhinos host the Charlotte Eagles at 7:05. Jesse, thanks for being on the show tonight. How you doing?
Andrew, I'm fine. How's everybody there?
Oh, doing very well. Joe's doing a little better than I. He's down in Florida, so he's unfortunately we can't have him on at the same time as you. But I'll do my best in his stead. But very happy to see the Rhinos back in action and a big win on Saturday against SUNY Binghamton, and a lot more of the regulars saw action in the Binghamton match as opposed to the match down in Pittsburgh, where it was, I think, just four of the starters were seeing action in that match.
Yeah, you know, we the Pittsburgh game was just to get some idea of where some people need to be. We used a lot of trialists, and also some of the guys from Europe who are over and want to get a quick look, just to see what the league's a little bit about, to see how they're going to adjust and what they're going to be used to. And then Binghamton, we had a couple more of the guys. Obviously, to Pittsburgh, we had to travel 5 hours, get off the bus, play, and come back. So, a couple of the older guys, and I left at home. So, yeah, so we were a little bit better shape for sure.
Certainly, there's a lot of changes on this Rhinos team in 2012. I guess starting in the back, I mean, you've got a new goalkeeper, somebody certainly with some pedigree, with a play in Germany, Christian Nich. And how has he looked so far? And how's been the transition from playing over in the Bundesligas and versus playing here in Rochester?
That's a great question. Obviously, there's going to be a transition period. The style of play and the players are around them probably aren't as experienced as the Bundesliga players for sure. But he'll adjust, and he'll be just fine. He's been good in training. He didn't have a lot to do against Binghamton. We didn't see many shots. So, I guess maybe one of the concerns this preseason may be, are we going to be tested enough to really give us the idea that, we need to know going into the first week of the season.
Certainly. And I know the other, another name that I know Rhinos fans are very happy to see back here. I know, I don't know, I'm sure Danny hoped he was going to be playing still in MLS, but Danny Earls is back with the Rhinos on a, I guess he's trying out. I haven't seen an actual signing yet, but I know
that
the fans...
Nothing, to be honest, it's, I can't tell you officially that's going to happen, but I can officially tell you that, because our league doesn't allow it, but I can tell you that Danny is in Toronto right now, sorting out a visa. So as soon as that's done and agreed to, I think you'll see Danny in Rochester.
That's great news. He was very, very popular when he played here, and I know that certainly had a very talented, educated left foot on Mr. Earls, and will be very valuable for the team. And another guy from the over in the UK. I should say Danny's not from the UK; he's from Ireland. But Tam McManus, great to see him in action. I know when he played with the Rapids, he's certainly again another very experienced player with a great pedigree, and I know he's going to be helpful, especially with all the young talent that the Rhinos have on the team, a very steadying influence, I think Tam will be.
Yeah, no, he is a veteran leader, and he's got all the qualities in a footballer that you want. So he's been very sharp early on. Now, you know, obviously with a guy, you know, from Great Britain playing back-to-back USL games, you know, we'll have to monitor that a little bit. But Tam's been very good so far early on for us, for sure.
Yeah, that old back-to-back thing, don't get me started on that. I think it's totally ridiculous. That should not be allowed. At least there should be at least one day of rest. But, you know...
You agree with the coaches for sure on that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can't... Bill Sedgwick himself, and Bill Sedgwick, one of the most fit players that has ever played for the Rhinos, he even said it takes 72 hours to recover from a match. So it puts you as a coach at a... It makes you have to really think your game plan for these games when we have back-to-backs, and there's at least two instances I know of where that's the case. So it's going to help. You're certainly going to have some things to think about when it comes down to playing those back-to-back matches.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, Andrew, one thing I do feel pretty strongly about early on with this team is we have a lot of depth, more probably than we've had in a couple of years from what I saw last year and from what a lot of the coaching staff, Scotty and Billy have both said. So, you know, hopefully with that means we'll be able to deal with some of these back-to-backs a little bit better and, you know, two games in 3 days. And, you know, when the season gets going, an Open Cup happens and you've got 4 games in 8 days. So hopefully we'll be able to spread the wealth a little bit and guys you'll see a lot of different looks from us throughout the season.
Certainly. And I know that when we had Pat Erkley on back at the Lancers playoff match, you mentioned about the number of players the Rhinos have under contract currently, but there's still obviously some spots available. And speaking of the Lancers, there's certainly a few names familiar to Lancer fans that were involved in the match against Binghamton. Gary Boughton, who played last year for SC New York. Jeremy Ortiz, the U.S. Futsal International, and Kyle Mancik, I believe, is also on the field as well for the Rhinos in the Binghamton match. So you have some decisions to make with some of the other trialists that are out there, including Pedro Rivas, the son of Rene Rivas, is in the camp as well. So it's going to be some tough choices you have to make.
Oh, yeah. You know, every coach is going to have to go through that at some point. So we're going to give them a few extra days here, take a look at them, hopefully through the weekend, and you know, we'll make some decisions from there. So, you know, those will come up in the next week or so, and we'll start April 1st, April 2nd comes, then we'll start tightening things up and finishing up the roster for sure.
Well, the Rhinos, again, we mentioned the team plays on Friday at 7 p.m. against Colgate at Salem Stadium, and then UB plays the Rhinos, University of Buffalo, on Friday and Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then Montreal will come in now. Is it Montreal's under-21 team, or is it Montreal's?
They're under-21, so hopefully they'll throw in a few reserves with that. You know, we talked to Montreal a little bit about that, so we'll see. But it is their U-21s. Originally, it was posted as their original team, but of course it's not. They're in the middle of the season, so it will be their U-21s.
and that is that's the traditional weekday morning game for the students. They come at 10 o'clock in the morning, so get some breakfast and come down to the stadium next Wednesday, and then next Friday, Syracuse comes in, and of course the football team is going to be playing there on Saturday in their spring practice. So a lot of orange will be seen at Salem Stadium next weekend. That's a 3:30 kickoff. And one more thing I wanted to ask you, Jesse, the first two matches for the Rhinos are in Los Angeles against the LA Blues. First time we've ever faced them. Now, is the team going to stay out in Los Angeles for that entire period of time, or are they going to come back and forth?
No. We'll stay out there, and we'll train out in LA for that time period.
Maybe you can hook up with the Galaxy while you're out there. Who knows? Maybe do a little training at the Home Depot Center.
Possibly.
Well, you know, we got our connection over there, Dave Sarakin from Rochester Zone. So,
Dave is. We talked about that when I saw him last.
And then, of course, hey, maybe we can get a closed-door scrimmage against the Galaxy or Chivas. I know Tim Melia, the former Rhino, is now the backup for Chivas USA.
Right.
So, hey, you never know. A lot of teams out there in L.A.
He is.
Well, Jesse, thanks so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you this coming weekend. Again, the two matches Friday, 7 p.m. against Colgate, and Sunday, 4 p.m. against UB. Again, free admission at Salem Stadium, so definitely check out the 2012 Rhinos in the preseason. Jesse, thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Great. Thanks for having me on now.
No problem. Bye-bye. Jesse Myers, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll hear from another coach of the Rhinos next, the newly hired goalkeeper coach for the Rhinos, the former assistant for the Flash, and, of course, great legendary keeper for the Rhinos. Scott Vallo will be with us here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Western New York Flash are coming back to Salem Stadium in 2012 for another exciting year of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be going for three straight championships this season as they compete in the new WPSL Elite League. The home opener is Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. against FC Indiana. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK.
You buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Reserve your seat to all 15 exciting Rochester Rhinos home matches at Salem Stadium in 2012. Bowl season packages start at just $99 per person. That's less than $7 a match. Can't make all 15 home games? A Rhinos Flex Pack allows you to attend the games that fit your schedule. 5-game Flex Packs start at only $60. The Rhinos have ticket packages for every family budget. Visit rhinosoccer.com or call 454-KICK to purchase your 2012 Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here, and very happy to have with us. We were planning on having him on anyway, but now we're having him on in a different role, the best secret keeper I know, because he didn't tell me beforehand and about the move to the Rhinos, and I'm probably the last one to know anyway. But we're very happy to be joined by Scott Ballow, the new goalkeeper coach for the Rhinos. Scott's appearance brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, 6 locations in the Rochester area. For all the details, go to hanauto.com. That's hahnauto.com. Scott, thanks for joining us. And again, I commend you for keeping the secret until it was officially announced today.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. Just wanted to make sure that there was official announcement before I started running my mouth.
That's no problem at all. I guess the first question I should ask you is, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Actually, you know, Christian, the goalkeeper for the Rhinos here, speaks very, very good English. So
okay.
Not German, not an issue.
As long as you know, ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. That's about all. If only that doesn't get to fünf, that would not be good. Unless we're scoring the five goals, but... Tell us about the lead up to the big announcement today, Scott. What were some of the reasons why you decided to move into the Rhinos coaching staff for this season?
Well, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm for me to kind of get my foot back into the men's game, and you know, with all the uncertainty in the women's game, and with you know the explosion of the WPS and the opportunity kind of presented itself. It just seemed like a nice. Nice transition year for me to get back in with the club that I have so much passion for, and you know, I'm really, really excited for the opportunity.
Well, we're certainly very happy that you'll be here in Rochester again, and this time in the green and gold. I know that your gasoline bill will be very much lower than it was last year when you had to travel to Buffalo every day for the Flash. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, there's no question about it. You know, I'm the kind of guy that just will give as much as I can to whatever I'm doing at the time, and you know, I gave everything I had to the Flash. I put in, you know, many hours driving, many hours staying up late cutting film and editing video, and you know, I'm glad it all kind of paid off, and you know, now I'll just transfer that energy into the Rochester Rhinos and doing whatever I can to make that club successful. And I'm super stoked. I'm really, really excited for the opportunity. So obviously, I got nothing but good things to say about the Western New York Flash and the organization. Obviously, we were the class organization last year in the WPS, and I'm sure that they'll be the class organization of the WPSL Elite this year. And, you know, the Salem family and Coach Lyons definitely looked out for me. And, you know, I really, really appreciate the opportunity that they gave me last year. So nothing but good things to say about them.
And like I said, the perfect storm with, of course, Billy Andracki now, the head coach and GM of the Rochester Lancers. So that's a full-time job for him. So I guess I'm not surprised that he is focusing on that and already preparing for next season for the Lancers. But like you said, it's an opportunity for you as a goalkeeper, as a coach, being in back here in Rochester, coaching your position, which I think I'm sure is something that you're very passionate about, and having the chance to work with not only a veteran keeper like Christian Nick, who's played, of course, in the Bundesliga, but two young guys who are up-and-comers, Joe Marino from right here in Rochester, McQuaid High School, and SUNY Brockport, and Brandon Miller, the newcomer from UNC Wilmington, if I remember right. Is that correct?
West Virginia, I think.
West Virginia, okay. Well, I apologize, Brandon, but I know that very different keepers in that you're going to be working with. How are you going to work with them coaching wise, especially with the difference in experience?
Yeah, I mean, well, right now I'm just trying to kind of settle myself in, just trying to build a rapport with the goalkeeping unit that we have. Got three very, very different goalkeepers. Obviously, Christian's massive. He's got a huge frame and a great range. So just trying to kind of fine-tune his footwork and, you know, bring him up to speed about what to expect in the USL Pro. You know, Brandon is a fantastic athlete. He's leading the team in nearly every single fitness exercise when it comes to, you know, short distance and jumping. And, you know, Joe Marino's an all-around good athlete, good shot stopper, and just trying to turn those two good athletes into good goalkeepers, and then just trying to fine-tune Christian's abilities and, you know, do whatever I can, watch video, get with these guys, be a confidant, you know, be a liaison to the coaching staff. Obviously, there's some players on the team still from when I played, you know, so it's good. I feel like I'm in a good spot, and I think I can really help the team. I'm really excited.
So, actually, let's say UNC Wilmington. I was right. How about that? That happens once in a while. But for those of the fans who have not seen Christian Nick in action, who's a goalkeeper that he would remind you of that maybe people would know about? Is he more like a Pat Onstat, maybe with the big size that Pat had, or maybe different keeper like a Schmeichel, maybe a more muscular?
I was talking to Pat Erkley about it the other day. He's kind of like a cross between Aiden Brown, for those that are familiar with U.S. soccer, and Pat Onstad is another good example of a goalkeeper that just has so much range because they're so huge that it's very, very difficult to get the ball by him. You know, he closes down players well in 1v1 situations, similar to how Pat did. You know, he's got great reflexes. You know, he's got good range on crosses, obviously, because he can nearly touch the sun. But, no, he's got good range, you know. It's working on the hands, working on the quickness, you know, working on reading the game. Obviously, this league has a lot of really speedy forwards, you know, so it's kind of a little bit of adjustment from a soccer lifestyle from coming over to Germany, coming over to the United States, especially in this division.
Obviously, you're going to be working very closely with Jesse and Bill Sedgwick. What do you see how that dynamic is going to work out?
Well, I met with Jesse a few times before I took the position. You know, and spoke with him just to kind of get his vibe on where he saw me fitting in and, you know, what his expectations were. And, you know, I really got a good feel for him. And I think Rhino fans are really going to like him. He's a really down-to-earth guy. He's a good coach. He's been there before with Richmond. And I think, I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done over the last 14 years in Richmond. Obviously, Billy Sedgwick, an old teammate of mine who was my coach here for the Rhinos when Bob Lilly was the head. So it's a small soccer world, you know, and I'm glad to be, you know, on the other side of the white line over at Salem Stadium this summer.
And we're looking forward to it, Scott. It's going to be a great season. I mean, you've got a great league, I think. It's going to be a stronger league than last year. And, of course, the U.S. Open Cup, we're all looking forward to that. Every MLS team will be in it this year. So if we can get a couple of victories, we can face an MLS team and see what happens. But it's going to be a big soccer summer here in Rochester with the Rhinos and the Flash. So we're looking forward to seeing you this summer, Scott, and we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend at the two preseason games against Colgate on Friday at 7 and UB on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And we're very happy for you, Scott. You deserve all the accolades and all of the best in this position. We wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, Andrew. And, you know, Rhino fans, I guarantee it's going to be an exciting year this year. Come out and support the team, and we won't let you down.
Thanks, Scott. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Scott Vallow here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, again, looking forward to having Scott behind the white line, as he said, keep coaching the Rhinos in the goalkeeping area. It's going to be a great season. Looking forward with starting up on May 5th, the home opener against at Salem Stadium. Charlie Eagle is coming to town. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni down in Florida, Dick Howard in Toronto. I want to thank Scott Vallow, Jesse Myers, Dave Selinski, and Greg Stanton from the Rhinos. Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.